When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra. Well, today's the day. We're talking with one of our favorites, Donnie Wahlberg, about his new show, Boston Blue, their Vegas residency, the Celtics in the playoffs, and of course, today being New Kids on the Block Day. Hi, Donnie. How are you?
Hey, what's up?
You got a lot going on, man. You are one of the busiest guys, seriously, on the planet right now.
No kidding.
Right? You've got the residency in Vegas, Celtics are in the playoffs, new show, Boston Blue, and of course, today is New Kids on the Block Day. So, I mean, we've come full circle.
Yeah, I like Celtics in the playoffs is number two. That's so Boston. I love that. I love that.
I have to tell you, Donnie, that Kendra is like a 12-year-old girl today. She has literally, I'm not even kidding you, the fact that it's New Kids Day, she is just smiling ear to ear. She's all about it. You have no bigger fan than Kendra.
No, and she has no bigger fan than me and the rest of the guys, by the way.
We all
love Kendra. And, you know, she celebrates New Kids Day. Anyone who celebrates New Kids Day in 2025 is just has our heart. It's just the way it is. The day was actually made, I guess, 36 years ago.
Yeah.
Governor Michael Dukakis, that's how far we're going back. Governor Dukakis made it New Kids Day just for that one day. But so many New Kids fans still celebrate it today that now we all celebrate it. So thanks to Kendra and everybody else, it's like an official world holiday.
I know. And but the thing is, you guys are still so relevant. I mean, now you've got a Vegas residency. That's like the holy grail. Like, not anybody can get a Vegas residency. That's pretty cool.
Very cool. We're really excited about it. I think it's just under 2 months away, so we can't wait. We've been working on it for a while, and no, it's very different doing Vegas now, I guess, than it was considered years ago. You know, people kind of do it at the heights of their careers now, and you know, I mean, I guess for us to say that, it's pretty cool after all these years.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I was going to say. That's so unique about you guys. You were so big. And then you guys took a little bit of a break. And now, like, the reunion tour that you had in 2008 has sort of exploded you guys, I feel like, even bigger than before. And now, what usually would be the time where you can relax and rest, you guys are on fire. I mean, you have shows constantly every year, Fenway Park, wherever you are. And the crowd is always giant. It's like nothing is fading away for you guys still 40 years later.
It's really a tribute to the fans, honestly. We work hard and we show up and we make sure to never take our fans for granted. You know, it's like we don't just show up and, oh, let's do the same songs the same way every year and just, you know, dust it off and keep it going. Our fans deserve more than that. They've been there from day one. They're like, they're the secret ingredient to this group. You know, nobody thinks of New Kids without thinking of their fans. Your question even said it. You know, it's like, you can't mention New Kids on the Block without mentioning Blockheads or New Kids fans. So we just try to treat them with the utmost respect. And you know, that means on a lot of levels. You know, they spend their hard-earned money to come see us. They've dedicated their time and energy and effort to us for all these years. And like the New Kids, they were written off many years ago as being a fad or a fluke or whatever. So we all, I think, take a great collective pride in the fact that we're still here and still doing it. And we love it. We all get to sort of feel like kids again every time we all get together.
Well, I want to say, too, what's unique about the fans is that people keep their merchandise from, like, the original. Like, when we had the pool party, our station did a pool party with you guys last summer. Mm-hmm. I could not get over the amount of people, and I thought I was special with my buttons and watches, but they had cups and T-shirts and blankets from, like, 87, 88, the original. So I don't know if a lot of people do that with a lot of artists. So I think that's also what makes you guys so unique and the fans so loyal.
Yeah, I don't know either. I just know that the fans, like, we get ideas for concerts from the fans. We get, like, you know, a fan will just post something on social media just for fun, like their creativity, their brilliance and energy that they put into the band. Like, they'll have an old t-shirt, they'll turn it into a hat or do something crazy. Yeah. And I'm like, oh wow, we should do that, you know, and we'll take that idea and build on it. It's just this, it's something we really appreciate and marvel at, and can't explain it. We can't explain the magic of these fans. We just thank God every day for them.
Donnie, I have to ask you about your new show. We all know you because you were in Blue Bloods for 14 seasons, I think it was. But now there's a new spinoff that's really Boston focused, Boston Blue. Tell us about that show.
Well, CBS said, do you want to do a follow-up to Blue Bloods, like another show in the Blue Bloods universe? I was like, maybe. And they were like, you want to do it in Boston? I was like, oh my God. I can't tell a lot of stuff about it other than at this point, very humbled to be producing the show with Jerry Bruckheimer and some incredible writers and producers known as the Brandons. And it's an honor, you know, to keep the Blue Bloods tradition alive. And I think that's what I'll be doing with the show. It will be a Danny Reagan-based show, but look, the Reagans are only a phone call away, and Danny Reagan likes to use the phone. That's all I'll say.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait. I love the fact that you're bringing it back to Boston. It's just, again, it's another thing that you'll do that is an incredible success, and you're just a great guy, and you're so good to the city of Boston and to all of us.
Well, you remember your roots. You remember where you came from, no matter where you go, and that's unique. And what about the Celtics?
You have to remember your roots. You have to remember your roots from Boston, because no one in Boston will ever let you forget.
I'm a proud
Bostonian. I love the city. I love coming back every chance I get. And I will love filming there. But, you know, I go to a game or do whatever. It's like, Donnie! I'm your aunt's cousin's niece's nephew's cousin. You remember me? You know, it's like, you have to be, you're one degree of separation from everybody in Boston.
Yep.
So you have to always have it right at the front of your heart, you know, and at the forefront of your mind if you're from Boston, because nobody in Boston will let you forget it.
So Celtics, are you going to follow them now down to Florida for game 3?
I don't know if I can get to Florida. I'm in the middle of building the residency for Vegas for New Kids. So it's been a little, this has been a tough year. Blue Bloods kept me really busy, but I would still be able to drive up 95 North and go see the Celts all the time.
North. 95
yeah.
North.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's been tough this year. I lost my job on Blue Bloods and got busier somehow. I don't know how that works, but...
Yeah, you're not slowing down at all. I mean, you're just going full speed ahead, but we love you, and we'll take as much Donnie as we can.
Yep.
So we love, and I know you're so busy, and we so appreciate you spending some time with us, especially today, because today is like your day, and it's my day too. I'm gonna glom onto it because
it is your day. It's really about the fans. So of course, it's always great to talk to you, and I appreciate you guys so very much. And
It's New Kids Day.
We got to celebrate. It's New Kids Day. We're starting bright and early.
That's celebrating.
It's our day. Let's go.
Let's go.
You. Donnie Wahlberg, we love you. And for those listening, of course, you already know if you're a New Kids fan, the Right Stuff Las Vegas residency is June 20th through July 5th, then back in November. And they actually added more shows in February because there was such a high demand.
Yep.
Right. Of course, nkotb.com. Donnie, we love you. We love talking with you.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Talk to you guys soon.